1-2, 1-2, 1-2.
Hey. Just finishing setting up. Okay.
Can I slide one more in?
Okay.
Q&A.
Okay, good.
Heather, how are you doing? Good, good. Everyone all set, ready to go here? Anyone else need a little more time?
Oh, it came back.
Oh, good, okay. Awesome. That's like a pretty good hit. I fixed it.
Well, my name is John Cornyn. I have the great privilege of representing the state of Texas in the United States Senate, and here today in Lubbock talking about cotton and the work that we've been doing together with the Plains Cotton Council and the farmers in Texas to try to make sure that Texas cotton remains competitive and that we keep the markets open to exporting cotton to our neighbors like Mexico and certainly important markets like China. And so learning a little bit more about how this is becoming increasingly automated, and but it helps Texas cotton and American cotton remain competitive with other producers around the world. And it's great to be back home, and glad to see the Raiders on the way to winning the national championship tomorrow night. So anybody have any other questions they want to ask about that or anything else? Well, I think about one out of every eight jobs in Texas is related to agriculture. And frankly, most of us who don't live and work on farms or in ag, I don't think fully appreciate all the work and the effort and the investment and the risk that goes into agriculture. Obviously, Mother Nature can be pretty fickle. We also know that the policies of the federal government, particularly insofar as it provides a safety net for agriculture, how important that can be, because there are fewer and fewer farmers, and the ag sector is smaller and smaller, doing more work for more and more people. And so there's a number of challenges. One of them is labor. In a full employment market, people are going to work in the oil field or elsewhere, and so that's another issue that I heard from folks here today. But when I first came to Lubbock, when I ran for statewide office back in 1990, Robert Duncan, who was a state senator then, he said there's only three things you need to remember about Lubbock. It's Texas Tech, Ports to Plains, and it's cotton. And that served me pretty well since that time.
Right. Mindy Brashears from Texas Tech is one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Any idea whether or not we'll see those start moving forward?
Well, you saw just this week that finally we reached the tipping point in that Democrats and the people who are not particularly happy with President Trump were doing everything they could to block all of his nominees, for even non-controversial nominees. And given the nature of the Senate and how limited floor time is, what they were able to do is by slowing those down by objecting to everybody and requiring us to burn a lot of time on each one of them, they were keeping the president and this administration from being able to have his team on the field. So we cut that time this week through sort of an extraordinary procedure that had been long in coming. In truth, it kind of restored it to the way things used to be before the George W. Bush administration. But beyond sort of the inside the ballpark things, I think you'll see more of these nominees, these good people, be confirmed faster as a result. It's really been a shame. It's been, well, in one instance, I have a friend of mine from San Antonio, actually she's from Austin now. She's been waiting more than 600 days to be confirmed to a Department of the Interior position. And that's true for the Ag Department and elsewhere. And it's just, there's just no excuse for it, particularly if they're not controversial.
As one of the big proponents of getting the Farm Bill finally passed, how are you continuing to advocate for farmers now that it's finally done? How can you continue to have their best interest and continue to put forth
Well, it seems like once we pass a farm bill, then the next day we turn to getting ready for the next farm bill. And so this is not a one-off or time you pass a bill and then you just move on for the next few years. I would say there continues to be issues about implementation of the farm bill itself. Obviously, staffing is important to make sure that the U.S. Department of Agriculture has the people they need in order to work with our farmers and cotton producers to do what they do. But there are other issues as well, like immigration, getting a workforce that is able to get the cotton out of the field and to market. And then there are things like trade, which I think you'll see us focusing on mainly here in the next few months, trying to make sure we open up markets to American cotton, not only in Mexico, but to China as well. And I think that will take most of the oxygen out of the room here in the next few months. But this is something we're going to continue to work with our cotton producers on year round. Yeah. Yeah. Well, NAFTA has been a positive for the United States. About 5 million American jobs depend on trade with Mexico alone, another 8 million with Canada. And so when the president said he wanted to renegotiate NAFTA, there was more than a little anxiety on what that might look like. But the good news is they got it done, but now it has to make its way through Congress. And it can't be amended once they send it to us. It's an up or down vote. And given the polarized politics of the time we're living in, I was concerned that Ms. Pelosi may not take it up and pass it. But I know that she mentioned some of the labor provisions now that the Mexican legislature has dealt with. Hopefully that's satisfactory to her. And we're going to continue to work with our House colleagues, certainly Congressman Conaway, Congressman Arrington, Congressman Thornberry in particular, to make sure we get this through the House. And then once we get it to the Senate, we need 51 votes to get it out of the Senate and get it to the President. I'm optimistic, but it's going to be bumpy along the way.
You touched on immigration earlier, so you're a big proponent of border security. Can you touch on that a little bit?
Yeah. Well, border security is non-negotiable in my view. We, as a sovereign country, we have to protect our borders. The problem is immigration's gotten more complicated. We're not seeing a lot of people coming from Mexico these days. Most are coming from Central America, children and family units, and they're claiming asylum in the United States and backlogging the immigration courts and making it almost impossible for us to adjudicate their claims. But in the meantime, they're placed with sponsors here in the United States, and they may or may not show up for their hearing. This has been the source of enormous frustration, I know, for the president and all of us. But part of the problem with this wave of humanity coming across the borders is the Border Patrol is being deflected from their law enforcement mission when it comes to drugs, because the cartels understand that when the Border Patrol is handing out juice boxes and diapers, that they can't stop the heroin, the methamphetamine, the fentanyl, and other drugs that are poisoning Americans, keep those from coming across too. So we need to, again, try to depoliticize this as much as we can. It shouldn't be a partisan issue. This should be something we should all want to work on together in the best interest of the American people. Unfortunately, we haven't seen as the kind of cooperation we need in order to get that done recently, but I'm always hopeful that will change. Thank you. Well, that's the thing about agriculture, period. There's some things you can control, but there's a lot of things you can't control. You can't control the weather. You can't control international disputes or trade wars. And I think right now what we need is a little bit of stability and a little bit of peace when it comes to those trade wars. I'm actually more optimistic now than I have been in the last year or so, that we're actually going to settle those disputes with regard to Mexico and Canada on the USMCA, formerly known as NAFTA. And then it looks to me like the President and President Trump and President Xi are getting closer and closer to resolving the disputes with between China and the United States. That would provide some certainty, some stability, and I think be some welcome relief to cotton farmers and also to ag, the entire ag sector. Thank you all very much.
I'm going to grab you over here, get a quick photo with this group here, and then I'm going to introduce you.